Wondering, it's February 17th, 2010. So what we're going to do today is start off again with our special healings. We'll do the emotional clearings here for the last 5 days. So here we go. And if you're wondering how this works, I'll just describe it to you. A lot of people asking me how the light ship works, why the healings happen so quickly when I do them in person or even on the radio program here. So what actually happens behind the scenes is that the light ship connects to you when you're listening to the program. And then the second part is you're actually on the light ship when I do these healings instantly. Remember, this only works with the listeners who are listening, and this also will work on the archives. So when you're on the program, the light ship checks you out for what I tell them to do, and this healing here will be the last 5 days, and they actually clear out of your spirit instantly the emotional traumas that was imprinted into it. Remember, your spirit mimics what you're going through in your life. So whatever condition, state of emotional upset or calmness or whatever you're in, whatever is in judgment, because they just see things as judgment. So whatever you're dealing with that is not in the present moment and not with a neutrality type of energy, they take it away. So they do it with your spirit. In fact, we'll do this, I'll do this differently here. I'll first do your spirit emotional, so you can actually feel the difference, possibly, and then I'll do your body. So this is what they do on the light ship, and actually both are cleared at once. And then if we do like a feeling body, then it would be your spirit with that feeling body energy along with your physical body. If I do a pain body, then it's the pain that's inside of your spirit, collected by your spirit for that amount of time. And then they also do your physical body. So they just check the blueprints. So you have a spiritual blueprint of your spirit and a spiritual blueprint of your physical body. And they clear those out instantly. So this is how it works. On the light ship, it may not be that quickly because they do it in their own now moment. But down here, it's instantaneous. And so during the expo, I was doing the chakras at times counting down, where I would say, like, you know, 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, like I do on this program. And after doing so many of these, I just thought I would do it the other way. Remember, Jesus said, you are healed. So I just went through the process. That's when I was in his body doing the healings. I just did 5 days, 4 days, 3 days, 2 days, yesterday and today, just to indicate what day it was. And it works the same. So I can do it the really slow way or the fast way. So for you people, what I'll do right now for the emotional body, I'll do it the slow way. So if we have any new listeners on, you can just take a feeling, sense what's happening. So here we go. So we're going to first do your spirit body. So we'll use the chakras. There's much more to it than this here, but remember, we have to figure out what they're doing. So here we go. So sixth chakra, this is for spirit body emotional clearing. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Remember, there's so much more happening besides your chakras that's being cleared, but this is just an indication so you can kind of catch on to what's happening. And now we're going to do your physical body. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And this is what we have on the website for the online healings. This is what I'm saying. And you just count down the years or the time period that you have for the clearings when you do your whole lifetime clearing. Now we're going to do the feeling body. And again, we'll separate them out. We'll do your spirit first. Here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do your physical body. This is the physical body clearing. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So this is how this healing works with the feeling body working with your physical body. And now we're going to do a pain body, same process, clearing the pain out of your spirit. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we'll do your physical. Sixth for pain, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do a trauma body, those of you who may be in trauma the last 5 days. So spirit now, spirit trauma, Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next we're going to do your physical body. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. And actually there is another body that they're clearing, which is the one that I'm talking about, but I'm just separating it for the spirit and body clearing here. The invisible body is automatically cleared as we do this too. And I'll do one more here. Let's see here, mental body. So here we go. Spirits, mental body, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now it's your physical mental body. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we'll do the mind to heart drop. This is dropping down your thoughts that you have inside of your head. Remember, these thoughts keep you in the mind matrix. And we talk about this a lot. The mind matrix is the energy that connects you to the light of the darkness, connects you to time. And you want to get out of that to get into your heart so you can be heart-centered. So here we go, dropping down. And I go from 10 to 1 that you can do yourself. This is not hypnosis. It's just a way to drop yourself, those thoughts, into your heart. So just think of it and do it yourself daily. So this is how we do it. Are you ready, everybody? Here we go. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And on the fast chat, I see Brett would like to have a entity clearing, so that's good. So we'll start off with the bottom of our feet and work our way up. So again, if you have any physical pain in your body, these pains that we do experience will attract entities, because the pain motivates them to come into us to take away our life force energy. And if they like our body, then they'll stick with us, and they can cause us more physical pain. And they may come into our consciousness, and when they do that, all of a sudden we're living their lifetime or thousands of lifetimes from their body hopping, taking away our experience, and we're living theirs. This is very dangerous. We should only have our spirit with us and have one life in the now with that consciousness instead of having all the entities running our life for us. So here we go. Working with the bottom of our feet, working up to our ankles. So here we go. I'll just count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. And going up now to our knees. One, two, three, four, and five. And going up to our waist. One, two, three, four, and five. Now we'll go up to maybe the bottom of our sternum, maybe power chakra area. One, two, three, four, and five. And moving up now from our shoulders on down. One. Boy, a lot of energies there. Oh, maybe somebody has a heart condition or something, or something wrong with their body, which is taking entities. Maybe somebody has some kind of owie or something attached to their upper part of their body. So here we go. So one, two, well, three, four, and five. More entities are leaving. One, two, three, four, and five. And 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 one, that's feeling better. Two, if anybody out there experienced a problem there and you feel better now, you might get on the fast chat and say, hey, this is me, Ron. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, wow, two, three, four, and five. Let's go up now to our shoulders, down our arms. So one, two, three, four, and five, releasing entities. Our neck, one, two, three, four, and five. And head, remember, I have to command the energy. This is why I do count. Either use the word stronger or I count numbers. So here we go. Top of our head on down through our whole body. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's see how we're doing here. If anybody wants to call in tonight, you can. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but just call in. We love having phone calls. And what we're going to do now is bring in the Creation Light ship, one of their defense fleet ships. And this is what protected the birth of Jesus, which is the Star of Bethlehem. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh, boy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And just in case you're out in parallel lifetimes, we're now going to command, and this you can do yourself, we're now going to command your spirit, and also we're now going to command your physical body to be back right now, this instant, this moment, in the now, right back here in this lifetime here of the light. So I'll count to five as we do this. And if your body jerks, you feel a strange sensation, it means that you are out somewhere else doing something without your knowing, because you should be here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is out there. Are you out there, Sylvia, in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hello and welcome, everyone. And I'll give the phone number in case anybody would like to call in tonight. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I myself have been having some trouble getting the fast chat to cooperate tonight, so I can't read your questions quite yet, but I'm working on it. So in the meantime, I know you have some pretty amazing opportunities for people this Saturday and Sunday, and maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, this Saturday we have our special four-hour conference call. We have it normally once a month, and this is the Ascension call, and it's almost always on the third Saturday unless I'm traveling. And so what we do is we go to the lightship for 4 hours of time, and 4 hours may sound like a lot, but remember, you're out of time because you're on the lightship, so you're not really getting tired and bored because it sounds like 4 hours of linear time here. It feels like maybe about 20 minutes. And we do special healings for Ascension, bring in special light code energies for us. And it's a lot of fun. And we also do 7 containers of water that you can enjoy for the next week, which have special energetic codes in it for you. And we use different beings, light beings, to charge them up. And you can actually experience those light beings when you're charging the water. And also along at the same time when you're drinking it. So I believe I heard a beep there. So somebody online out there?
Yes. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. This is Brooke calling from Maui. I recently discovered your program and site, and I've been having astral invasion for quite some time after attending some channel teachings where the entities were very direct about wanting to do this and that in our body, and we should share our body and codes and all that stuff. And I noticed people were getting more and more tired and strange things happening. And we were kind of enchanted and naive, unfortunately. But to make a long story short, for the last 12 years, I haven't had any creature comfort at all. I get disturbed at night. And I just actually got your clearing, and I did have stuff in my heart and my neck and my head, and I do feel a bit better, but I'm wondering, is there any hope whatsoever of getting rid of it?
Yes, I do like your comment. This happens to people a lot. As people search around for the spiritual aspects or to become more enlightened or whatever that would mean to you, to have more light, the dark side is fully present here to accommodate you with the light of the darkness. And it's very sad. We don't really know what to do and actually who to trust. And I have people asking me, how can I trust you? Well, what I tell you is go to your heart center. That's the only thing. And on this program, we drop you into your heart. And from there, once you have your thoughts in your heart, you know that it's okay, and then you're being guided by your spirit. Other than that, if you're guided by your head, you're going for that emotional roller coaster ride or being held captive. So on the website, Brooke, what I would suggest is to probably go on the Alien Attack page. It's only $30 a month. It's on my website on the left-hand side, creationlightship.com. Go on that. And there's many drop-down boxes. I can try to describe it briefly here. One of them that you go into right off the bat is the alien part, and there's different alien races. You can also enter a race in two if you wish, or a group, okay? And so you can look at all of those there. Most people go, uh-oh, you know, that we only had like three or four of them, you know, that we know about, you know?
Right.
And so just go in there, and, you know, if one tends to pique your interest, then clear that. And what it does, it will disconnect you from those particular alien ET races, and then it also sends them light. And it depends if they wish to take the light or not. If they're coming into the Earth's, say, atmosphere to do mind control and to, you know, mess people up, then they will be terminated after they have the chance to go to the light. So the more you go on this page, the better off you are. Also, another part of the clearing is the alien parasitic life forms, and that's what I'm going to be doing on Sunday. So you may want to come into that call. It starts at my time here in California at 10 o'clock. So,
10 in the morning.
So that would be morning. What are you, like 1 hour ahead of us?
Well, we're actually 2 hours earlier.
2 hours, so it would be 8 o'clock your time in Maui. But,
8 in the morning.
Yeah, 8 in the morning, yeah. So it's it would be a wonderful call to get on. You might want to do that.
Do you do that, Ron?
So that's what I would recommend, and it's a wonderful call to be on.
And how does one arrange such a thing?
You can go to the website, and I believe on the very top of the home page, you can click on that, and that'll direct you right to what we're doing for this month. And then you can look at that and click on it and use PayPal.
Excellent. So
hey,
you do feel that, you know, Ron, I did feel so relieved because you're the only, you know, you draw a blank when you try to find out what's going on from those who are causing it, either advertently or inadvertently. You never get an answer. And this was the first time that I ever came upon a place that actually described it. I've seen the spider-like things. I've seen all, because I have a little bit of, you know, etheric vision. And I've seen the things, and I can't sleep at night. You know, I mean, I sleep, but I wake up tormented. So it's I kind of, you lose your creature comfort. And my fear was that, I'm blabbing on, I'm almost done.
Yeah, have you had
my fear is that I'm, on a rare occasion when I'm left alone, I get to experience my real self, and I'm optimistic and happy and feel great. And then I'm living under this pall of false negativity all the time because I'm so irritated from it.
Yeah, has this been going on for 12 years then, since you met this practitioner or group of people or something?
Yes, it was channel teaching in Tucson, Sheridan Bryce, and they were very aggressive about looking for birth mothers, and they were going to improve your body, and they were, and of course, I saw that, you know, the people came very luminous and their light was disappearing, but it was, you know, we all wanted to feel special and be included and, you know, like a bunch of children looking for love, actually, and approval. And when I think back on the dialogue, and I'm horrified, you know.
Yeah, yeah. There. What you can do also on that page for $30, you know, you can go in there and for 8 hours you can bring the light beam up. You change the timer. So it's 400, I think, in 80 minutes, and that will keep you protected as much as it can do for 8 hours so you can sleep.
Okay.
So that's on.
Excellent.
That's why I put that particular part up on the website.
Excellent. I actually feel a real relief even from what you did today, so I'll be checking in, and bless you, and thank you for addressing things that nobody talks about.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Aloha.
Yeah. As she was saying, I'll talk about a booth that was at the expo, which was kind of disconcerting for me. Those of you listening know that we take out the octopus energy, and the octopus energy is probably one of the more potent ones that are with us. So, sure enough, at a booth with the four monitor screens. There was this paisley print with octopus tentacles on it. And the booth was, I can't give their name, but what they were doing was promoting better health for you, better skin, better this, better that, you know, lose weight, you know, everything that you'd want to hear. So you go to the booth, and now get this, they really tie you up. You first have a visual of this thing moving around on the monitor screen in front of you, changing, okay? Just think of octopus tentacles moving. So you got a visual, right? Number two, you put headphones on. I don't know what kind of music it was or what it was, but you have headphones on. So right away you got your another sense, right? So you have visual, now you have hearing. And the third one is you're holding on to crystal rods that are connected somehow energetically to the computer. And, I mean, it's just like I saw it and I didn't know what to say. I mean, I was first completely so shocked that somebody would do this, and I asked a lady if she wanted, you know, I was kind of upset because when I'm trying to clear out of people, they're putting this into them. So what happens is, in case you're wondering, what I would guess happens is that the octopus energies inside of you want to have more of their friends. So when they see this on a monitor screen, the aliens, you know, project more of this into that monitor screen, you know, projecting it into that as a medium, okay? And so you're sitting there getting dosed three different ways with more of these energies. And just very disconcerting to actually see that. And naturally, you know, it's under the illusion of all this beautiful health that you get. And I imagine the physical body does have a sensation of feeling better, because the dark side can do anything to you, remember, to make you feel better at first. But all these people were actually getting hooked up even worse than what they were before they came to that particular booth at the Conscious Life Expo. So that's what happens. So let's see here. So the call that we're doing will be Sunday, this coming Sunday. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And this is a call to get rid of these alien parasites out of us. Now, we're in quarantine outside of the light ship because it takes it out of our spirit and out of our body. And these are parts of you that can never be healed because the light ship will only work with the energies that are in wholeness with you. And this is how it works. So it's how it works, and these calls are just fabulous. The time goes by very quickly. And, you know, I can't tell you how beneficial this is. So I think I heard a beep a little bit ago. So someone else online there? Okay, maybe not. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia. In fact, I'll do a sample here. Let me do, since Brooke talked about being under attack for 12 years, let's pull out, and she mentioned spiders. So here we go. This is a sample, a glimpse of what we're going to be doing, we'll say, on Sunday. So a lot of the spiders are typical Black Widow energies. So here we go. We're going to take you up to quarantine now, everybody, and we're going to take out these Black Widows as much as we can get right now. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as they get released. One, and they can also be something else, but pose of that as a shapeshifter. Sometimes they like to show us a beautiful life form. We'll say like a little bunny rabbit inside of us, and it's really something else because they will shapeshift into something else. But here goes the Black Widows. So one, two, coming out, three, four. If your body twitches or moves, that's the reason. You might want to even shake it a little bit here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, got some of the Black Widows out. Let's do the octopus energies now. Here we go again. Same process. These normally wrap around our throats, our rib cage, body organs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. Are you still with us, Sylvia?
Yep, I'm here, and that was such an interesting call, and I'm so glad that that caller from Maui called in, because I'm sure a lot of people have experienced a similar thing with different channelings and so on, and just had no idea, you know, what to do about it, what it was, where to go for help on that. And I'm not sure if you mentioned, Ron, the on the website, also the Dark Side Practitioner clearing when the caller was on.
Yeah, but you can talk about that one if you wish.
Yeah, because that's another really great resource on your website where you can even put in, you know, names of, you know, maybe places that you've gone to, websites that you've gone to, practitioners that you've gone to that may have, you know, hooked up some kind of energy to you, and that could also help a great deal. And I believe we have a caller on. So anyone there?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Ed. Thank you for calling.
Well, you're welcome. I have just a few random questions that have just been storing up, and I haven't had a chance to ask them. Why does the light being have the light coming out of her, Janina's portrait, or out of her head, and not out of her heart?
Well, because we only have a picture of her head, and so this is how it's connected. So we ought to do something, so that's how it looks. This is what the person actually saw on the light ship. This is an actual real-time drawing of what the person saw who drew it, you know, real-time, as she saw the light being on the light ship. And there's
okay,
probably
so
much more energy
light ship
coming out of the body also, but this is what we put there.
Okay, but when you're on the ship, the light beings, do they radiate from their hearts or their solar plexus? Or
The whole body actually is energized.
The whole body, okay.
Whole body, yes,
Okay, thank you. We talk about how the planets court us here. And I'm curious about this because whenever you speak of the Earth spirit, you always speak of how it's such a powerful, beautiful being and massive. And I was wondering, why is it, well, does the Earth cord people on other planets like the other planets do to us here?
Okay, does this Earth spirit cord other planets? Is that what you're asking?
Or beings on other planets, yes. Like, you know, we talk about there's 2,000 planets or whatever that we can have cords to.
Yeah, yes, that's what we take off of people, yes. And so those planets do cord us. Is that what you're asking?
Remember,
no, I'm
saying
we only have in our, you know, our astrology. And that's the main ones that the dark side wanted us to know about that are mainly controlling us. But there's so many more of those.
Okay, so the Earth spirit, for some reason, it's not like all those other planets. It doesn't cord people.
Oh, no, it does not cord anybody. The only cording, if you would, that would be there is the actual energetic connection to the material that makes up your physical body, which is what's resonating with you. So, you know, if the Earth spirit were to just stop living, we'll say, I am sure that every life form that it is feeding on this planet, trees and everything else here, would no longer exist because you're using part of its energy to sustain life here with the life forms on this planet, because the Earth spirit is actually energizing the Earth blueprint, and you're connected to the Earth blueprint through the elements.
Okay.
So it's not cording you, but you are energetically connected.
Okay, but let's say, for example, I've heard, I don't know if it's true, but I've heard that there are people or beings living on Venus, let's say, but they're in a slightly different dimension. Would they, from their viewpoint, if you and I were there, one of them, would you be talking about the Earth courting us there?
No, not at all. No.
Okay, that's what I'm asking is, why is the Earth different from all the other planets?
Because the Earth spirit is created in love energy, and that love energy does not interfere with any of the life forms. It will give you life, you see, but it will not cord you and go against your free will of your own personal expression of how you wish to live life.
Okay. Why do the other planets not have that high standing? Is the Earth the only one that's like that?
No, all the ones in the light would be that way. Remember, these other planets may not even be real. They might be dark side holograms that people are talking about.
That's what I was wondering. That was the point of my question. It's what made the Earth different. It's because it's the only real thing we're talking about.
It's the only real thing out there, yeah. Like I
okay.
said, you know, we're as we look around us, is it real or not, you know?
Yeah.
Like I say, why does the moon stay stationary all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
I'll let you,
One quick question that somebody else asked that was never answered, I don't think. I'm just quoting what they said. Religion was brought here by the aliens. So why is it that on the Auric clearing site, for example, you offer picture selections of different spiritual beliefs? There are symbols.
Okay, that's a very good question. Thank you for asking, Ed, because these beings came from the light ship down here. And so those beings had light as they came down, and a lot of them came in to and through the, clearinghouse of the Galactic Federation. And that's where some of their teachings and maybe philosophies of light got turned sideways or off on a tangent. But they were actually from the light ship. If you notice, I don't have Maitreya on there. And Maitreya is not from the light ship. A lot of people say, yeah, I've been to conferences, and I've seen things and heard about Maitreya, Lord Maitreya. Well, that energy is not on there. And there's other ones, too, that I won't talk about, but that energy is not of the light. If it was, I would have it posted there, you know. But we just put the those particular pictures up first as like a sample to see if people liked them. Because some people may want to have a healing from Jesus or maybe Mother Mary. So we put up various ones there. And initially we just had the light beam. So you can pick on it. Myself, I like the light beam myself. If I were to do a healing, I'd probably use that one. But it's up to you. But these are all divine beings. And so you cannot associate them with the religion that they may have brought down here, if that's possible. Like Buddha had a religion, right? People do that who are Buddhist, and that's on there. But this is the true spirit energy of the being, not what they necessarily brought forth in their teachings. So you have to separate their teachings and dogma from the divine being.
Okay, and also what people say the teachings were, and we may not know what the real teachings they brought down were.
Yes, that is correct, because we haven't seen that particular physical person face-to-face. You know, we haven't shaken their hand and said, hi, how are you? What was your real teachings? We don't know what they really were and how they were changed. Remember, just changing a few words in text can change the meaning a lot of something. So, you know, a lot of information on all of those, you know, that people can read on the internet. But basically, you know, these are from the light ship. If they weren't, they would not be on there. So you're bringing in the divine being energy of that. In fact, what I'll do is I'll bring in the energy of Buddha, okay? So this is for people who maybe are Buddhist out there. And I think everybody knows who Buddha is. He lived about 600 years before Jesus. And we're going to bring in the Buddha energy that almost everybody uses, which is from the light of the darkness. So I'll just describe that, because if you're the first time listening, you may wonder, what's wrong talking about the light of the darkness? So when you have organized religions, organized things, we'll say, like that, whatever it would be, you normally use your head to connect to the energies. So if you go into any church and they say, let's pray, you're just going to sit there and probably pray from your head. And that's connecting you to the light of the darkness. And in that light of the darkness is what you're praying to. And hopefully you're not going to be P-R-E-Y to what you're praying to. Normally you would be. So I'm going to bring in the standard ordinary energy of Buddha, which probably everybody on this planet is tuning into when they do connect to him, because you're not in your heart center, okay? If you are in your heart center, you're going to feel different. But here we go. Here's Buddha's energy. And in fact, you can bring it in yourself, but I'll bring it in here. This is from the light of the darkness. Remember, the darkness creates a false light and brings all these energies into people. And you think that it's the real thing. So here we go. Here comes Buddha. I'll count to 10. And if you have experienced Buddha's energy before, this will feel just like it always has been. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of feel it. You know what it feels like. This is probably what you have used in the past when you called upon the energy of Buddha to come to you. Remember, when you normally call upon these energies, to be quite frank, what you're doing is asking them to do a favor for you, okay? You want something from these energies, and which is kind of, to me, disconcerting, but that's what people do. So you're asking for something that you don't have, because you want these things to do something to you or for you. So here's the energy of Buddha. And now we're going to bring it in from the light ship. This is his true energy that normally people are not in contact with because they don't know how to go to their heart center. And you're not taught this. So here we go. Here comes Buddha from the light ship. So I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So this is his energy, and you can feel that. And there, to me, it's a difference in night and day, but everybody senses energies differently. But this right now is the true source energy of Buddha, the spirit energy of him. And how's that, Ed? If you're
it's
still
softer.
There.
It's okay. Softer and more powerful.
Yes. And it's non-judgment, you see. It's just an energy that's there. And now, remember, when you ask for a favor from the light ship, like you would normally, please help you with this here, all they're going to do is send you love energy. They're never going to go against, you know, free will, because they can't. And they're not going to give you something as you ask for. It's up to you to manifest that through your heart. So this is what they do. And so you can't expect to have, you know, asking for, you know, $1,000 to have it come up, because it probably won't, you know. So this is the way it works. But you can use the energy of light to do manifestations with from your heart center. So.
Well, this, what we've been discussing here brings, if I may continue for a bit, what we've been discussing here brings up my eternal question, basically, which is we're talking about how it's real here, we're real, and yet we're surrounded with illusion, trapped in illusionary bodies and all this stuff. But at the same time, we also, within the time stream, we also have, people are describing how we're undergoing an alien invasion and they're taking over the leaders of the world and they're cloning people and all this stuff. So at what point does the illusion become real? You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Yeah, the illusion does become real as it manifests in front of you. So that is real. So you are seeing real things happening. And remember, you can see a real illusion in front of you, and it can, you know, be real, even though it may not be of the light.
Right.
So
for
everything,
example,
you know, the clone bodies and stuff that people have, you know, I'll tell you what happened at the expo. This is very interesting. Here we are. We had a person come to the booth, and I get these off and on, and this person did not feel like they were a person. And so I went to go look at this person, so we went around the corner to try to find them, and we saw them from the end of the aisle. So I'll just say they're probably about 80 feet away. Now, we start walking toward this person because I wanted to check them out, you know, to see what they look like. And we get about halfway to the person, And all of a sudden, this lady jumps out in front of us wearing those kangaroo shoes, which is what they're selling at the expo. And you kind of like bounce up and down on them. So she stopped us momentarily. So after about 15 seconds of that, we move past her. And we get to the end, which is the second booth to the end of the aisle where this person is standing. And believe it or not, out of nowhere, about 5 gallons of water comes down from the ceiling, okay? And the people there are now grabbing trash cans. And I thought, boy, I don't know where that water came from, but I don't want to get near it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't know if it was a toilet that was overflowing or something. It was very strange. But about 5 gallons of water hit the floor and ran for probably about a minute and a half. So I came back to the other direction. I said, I didn't want to go by the water. And all of a sudden, the person vanished, so I could not see him. So the dark side was definitely working, so I couldn't really look at this person. That was probably a cloned body. So we had two interruptions there. So, you know, you could ask yourself, you know, the person with the kangaroo shoes was one thing bouncing around blocking the aisle, which could be, you know, a normal thing. But to have water come down from the ceiling, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah, you know?
So anyway, that's what happened there. So yeah, so did the illusion manifest physically? Yes, the dark side manifested that. Was it an illusion? Well, the water was wet, and the trash cans got filled up with water. So
yeah.
I'll just...
What I'm thinking about is if the... You say the solution from the creation light ship is whenever you ask for something, they send you love. That's the answer.
All they send you is love, and that love will empower your spirit, and your spirit you can use to do your manifestations with in the light. And that's
okay,
how
so
it works.
If we run into something like an economic crash where everything is totally disrupted, martial law, blah, 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 all the light ship can do is send us love, but somehow that love will enable us to be protected?
Possibly. I can't guarantee anything like that, Ed.
Right. I understand that.
So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Okay. So let me do the fast chat real quick here. Let's see here. So this is Ash Wednesday. I don't know what to do with that information here. We can clear the negativity for Ash Wednesday if you wish. So here we go. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So let's work on another clearing here. And let's take you out of some parallel lifetimes, and this is kind of what we're doing in a sense on the eight-hour call. So here we go. We'll do one parallel lifetime. This is a parallel Earth that you're living in with a cloned body. So it's a cloned Earth replica along with a cloned body. So I'll count to 10 to release you out of this one here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, second parallel life. Remember, you can have thousands of these here. This is number 2. You might start to feel better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So we'll turn it back over to Sylvia. Are you out there, Sylvia?
Yep, I'm here. So I see that we have a request for the energy of Kuan Yin from the light ship.
Okay, here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there we go. There's Kuan Yin. You can just feel that in your heart center. And back to you, Sylvia.
You know, it's the same. Interesting. You brought in a little bit earlier Buddha, both ways. And what I noticed for myself is that when you brought the Buddha energy in directly from the light ship, my heart center was just so full. But you know, there was nothing jarring about it. It was just gentle, beautiful energy. But my heart center just really experienced that the most. And the other way, it didn't. I didn't experience it there at all. So would you say that that's a really good way for people, you know, like the caller that called in at the beginning of the hour was talking about how, you know, she and other people that ended up with this group that was channeling and whatnot, because it all seemed so exciting. It seemed like, you know, all this great stuff was going to happen and whatnot. And it appeals to the mind or to the ego or whatever. But if you go into your heart center, is that a very good way to make sure that the energy that you're experiencing is true and in the light?
Yes, but that's your only way you're going to have a validation if you need to go there or not. Some people come up to me and they say, I have a feeling that I should go to this booth. Well, a couple of people asked me that, and I said, have you had your feeling body cleared yet? Because, you know, it's probably corrupted, and you may be getting false information. And they go, what's that? And they say, well, I always use my feelings, my intuition. I say, yeah, but your feeling body, if it's full of darkness, is going to lead you to darkness. And so that kind of went over a few people's heads. And then I did a clearing, and they go, wow, what a difference that was. I can actually sample more energy. So it's very interesting. I watched another practitioner at a booth who spoke in tongues, and I saw this person actually destroying people's spiritual blueprints of their spirit and their physical body. They were very robotic, moving their hand back and forth. It looked like a robot, kind of like, just think of a sewing machine moving up and down with a scalpel on it. And that's what they were doing, and speaking this language in tongues from who knows where. And even a baby went to this person, very disconcerting. And the baby started crying. It was just horrendous to watch this person destroying the life of a person, and they think that they've been doing, you know, very good work, been doing it for years, a very, very well-known person, and I can't get into the name of this person, but very, very sad to watch people not asking their spirit where they should go to, and being hooked up to complete darkness, plus destroying their soul and their spirit, and their physical body blueprint. So back to you, Sylvia. Maybe get a little bit lighter here. Do some healings that are more uplifting for people right now. Any
ideas? Okay, but I believe I heard a caller. Do we have a caller on?
Hello?
Hi. Who's
this? Hi, it's your high school caller, Alexander, again.
Hi, Alexander. Welcome, and thank you for calling.
Two healing requests, actually, but first off, I just wanted to ask a question.
Yep, we're waiting.
I was wondering about animal spirits. I know that you talk about how we have spirits, but what about animals, pets, plants, and different things like that? Do they have spirits also, or are they the same type of intelligent consciousness? Or, I mean, can you just explain that?
Yeah, everything has a spirit of light if it's manifested on this planet by the Earth spirit, except for the alien energies here. So, yes, they would. As far as their consciousness, that they're probably, you know, evolving in a sense to maybe receiving more light. Animals take healings much better than we do because they're not in as much judgment. But yes, everything does have a spirit. That is correct. And when an animal dies, if I see a dead animal on the side of the road, I always do a spirit healing for that particular spirit to take away the trauma from it. And sometimes I'll be driving and maybe I see, for instance, maybe a squirrel that was run over. So I bring that squirrel energy right into my car and it stays with us and it loves it. And I do a healing on it and it'll stay around for a while because it wants to be in the light. And then when it chooses to leave, it goes. So this is what happens. So everything has a spirit, yes. And the spirits have to be healed from the trauma.
Okay, cool. I also had just one more question about the actual ascension process. So I know a lot of people have been telling me that it's like a journey to the center of the universe through the higher planes. No?
That's just the BS that the New Agers are bringing forth who don't know what it is. They probably are reading the same book. Or the light of the darkness
so the universe
channeling
just
through them, telling them stuff that's not correct.
It just basically gets shut down and reset?
Yes, it is. Everything is turned off. Shut down and reset is good. That's a good way of saying it, yes. Uh-huh.
Is this what the Mayans talk about, the 30 hours of darkness?
Well, it might indicate that. You know, I'm sure it could be longer than 30 hours, but yes, that would be what it was. The darkness I would not use in the same breath of what I use darkness in. But there is a void. There's no more light. So if you talk about light and darkness with that as the opposite of that, yes, that would be correct. There is nothing of the light to experience itself. The light is no longer in existence until it chooses in its own particular now moment to turn itself back on again.
So what happens exactly after the ascension process?
And it's everyone that's in the light chooses where they wish to incarnate again to. The planets choose if they wish to be rematerialized again by some spirit. The spirit chooses a planet. So everything just starts anew. It's like musical chairs.
Okay, thank you. And
hey,
two healing requests. I was wondering if you could do a heartbreak clearing for the past 10 days, actually. I know you usually do 5 days, but
all I do is 5, so I'll do 5 days
okay.
for heartbreak.
Yeah.
So here we go. Here we 5 days ago for heartbreak cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. And what's the other request you'd like to have?
I can't think of any right now, but thank you, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, back to you, Sylvia. Looks like we have a couple of minutes left here. Maybe not. I don't know. I got 53 after, so our show is probably basically over, I think.
Yep, it's almost over. And let's see, we've talked about this weekend's upcoming experiences, the four-hour session, which is ascension preparation, healing, and water activation on the light ship from 1 to 5 Pacific. And then the Sunday 8-hour session, and I just heard another beep. Maybe we have time for one last question. Do we have a caller?
Yes, hi, but if you were talking about the 8 hours, go ahead, and I'll fit in what I can when you're done.
Yeah, I don't know if we have time.
Okay, then I'll call Friday.
Okay, yeah, call Friday to our paranormal show. We try to get into topics that people are interested in. We don't always go that way, but it's a way to ask questions maybe about the alien parasitic life forms, et cetera. So I think we should probably get off here. our show is about over. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. Hopefully you can come on the Saturday call or the Sunday call. You can go to the website, creationlightship.com. The very top of the homepage will give you the information. Just click on it. For the scheduled events that we're having on the conference lines. So, blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Have a wonderful evening, and I'll bring in the peace energy as we get off the air here. It'll be there with you for the next half an hour. So you can bring up your light beam, and here it comes. So, bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.